to work. It's the Good Day Weekend program, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 888-553-7536. The operation at hand is getting into your health and well-being. What is it that you need to know? What do you want to know? What opportunities have you had this week to more or less dig into the fiber of your being and find out what it is that has been bothering you? And if you can't, want some clarification, you call us at 888-553-7536. If you're new to the program, I think we have a couple of new stations, Dr. Ken, this weekend, as a matter of fact.
Great, welcome.
Who are listening also on the various electronic media around the country and around the world, welcome in. Dr. Ken wants to talk about some of the important news that affects your health and well-being from this week and events like the passing of Annette Funicello. What do we not know or need to know about people who have MS?
Well, Annette Funicello, she was beloved for her role on the Mickey Mouse Club more than half a century ago. She died at age 70. Doug, after experiencing complications from multiple sclerosis, Funicello was originally diagnosed with MS back in 1987. And I hope that she's dancing on the beaches in heaven right now and maybe listening to us. Multiple sclerosis, Doug, it's a condition where the body's immune system attacks the myelin sheath, which protects the nerve cells of the brain and spinal cord. This is like if you think of a wire, the insulation around the wire. Our immune system, which is supposed to protect us from foreign bodies and germs, it actually, for reasons we don't understand, starts attacking the insulation around the nerves in our body, so things start shorting out and not working properly. MS, it's usually diagnosed when a person is between ages 20 to 50, and multiple sclerosis won't necessarily make a person's life shorter, but it definitely can affect the quality of life through its symptoms. The symptoms in each case are not the same. In fact, there's about six different variants of this, from a mild case to a very, very severe case, which unfortunately Annette had. So the symptoms do quite vary from person to person. They can be mild in one person, severe in another. The symptoms can include things like fatigue, tremors, muscle stiffness, numbness or pain, even depression, even bladder issues, weakness, vision problems, memory problems, and even sensitivity to heat. So you can see anything where the nerves in the body are involved, you can get symptoms when you have multiple sclerosis. Unfortunately, there's not yet a cure for multiple sclerosis, but there are treatments available, and there seems to be one after another every several months now, and this is some hope. These treatments are available. They have been shown to slow down the progression of the disease and to really help manage the symptoms. I remember when I was in medical school, we really had very, very little, almost nothing to give these patients, and now there really is some hope. Funicello's exact complications of multiple sclerosis were not reported, but common complications include things like epilepsy, depression, memory problems, paralysis, muscle spasms, and bladder or bowel problems. So the woman that many people who were baby boomers remember hoping to bring home to mom, we hope is resting in peace tonight.
All right, so in terms of MS affecting people, you say that a lot of people can live a long life with it. I know somebody very well who's had it for a long time and is in his mid-50s. Seems to more and more be showing signs of it, gets more tired now, was very active, also is not always as sort of tuned in to his thoughts as he might be. And I've heard there were different kinds of multiple sclerosis.
There are. There's a number of variants, at least six of them, and you can move from one variant to the other. And that's why in some people you just have a few of these symptoms, and some people this is a horrible, debilitating problem.
Yeah.
But there are treatments available, and you need to talk to a doctor who's experienced in this, because most doctors in practice today didn't have any of these drugs available to them when they were in training. So a lot of this is new. You need to find a brain specialist, a neurologist, who has experience with multiple sclerosis, and especially some of these new drugs. We just announced a few in the last few months.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You know, having said that, we spend, I know I do, on my Monday to Friday program, and we do once in a while here demonize the drug companies because of their desire. And it's too general or broad a statement, and that's brought around by what you just said regarding some of the great drugs that have been found to help extend people's lives and the quality of their lives if they have something like MS. So it's hard, Ken, to always get into the discussion of drugs. We all know that there are, and I don't even know if the FDA may be the real culprit here in terms of how the process works and who or what gets in, because we all know that there are, it probably maybe goes with human beings. There are some good drug companies and some bad drug companies, and there are drug companies that really work to serve the public and the greater good, nothing wrong with making a profit, and then there are others who take advantage of the situation. Is that a fair statement?
I think it's absolutely fair, just like the you would have to admit there are good dairy farmers and bad dairy farmers.
That's right. Good tacos and bad tacos.
And exactly, and there are some amazing drug companies that are doing cutting-edge work that really, you know, they have to make profit so they can keep innovating and continuing the research, but they're in the business because they want to push forward the health of everybody in the world, and that's what motivates them. And there are good and bad. I've met them all, and we should not just paint a broad brush and say that they're all terrible, because they're not. I promise you they're
not. Well, that's why there's some good cardiologists and bad cardiologists. There's good and bad in everything. So,
absolutely.
Good politicians, bad politicians, good decisions and bad decisions. Interesting that this week an analysis has been done on the effect, especially with the middle class, on Medicare payments under the new budget that raises Medicare premiums for those who are comfortably retired. There's a surcharge that is basically something that's been added now to a couple of million beneficiaries, hundreds of dollars more a year. The inflation part of it, there are 20 million Medicare beneficiaries right now who will probably pay higher income-related premiums for their outpatient and prescription coverage as the year goes along. So you, again, one in, whether unintended consequences or not, they are there. And so those of you who are in the midst of thinking about retirement, or maybe you're there already and you are considered to be middle income people, look out for paying additional Medicare premiums.
It's estimated that 10% today pay extra for their premiums because of how much they will make when they retire, how much they're taking in. But what the estimate is, if the budget is passed that our president just proposed, by 2017, you notice how it occurs after the next election, that up to 25% of people on Medicare will have this extra burden based on how much they're making.
Right. And if you're between 85 and $170,000, that's where the line is. Now, of course, we all know the median household income now is about $54,000, up a little bit in the last couple of years. But so the people that are there will not see the kind of increase as the people who are from, let's say, 85,000 to 170,000 in income. So more news to, I guess, think about it. Unless it's hard to opt out of Medicare if you get into that place.
But you need to start planning for this.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. His blog is prominently located on his website, which is drkenshow.com. You can email to him. It's ken@drkenshow.com. Or it's just Ken. Well, it's drken@drkenshow.com. And you can send an email to me if you'd like, doug@dougstefan.com, about the products that we talk about the situation in your health. You can't get through on the phone, then you can write, and we'll certainly approach the questions you have with respect, because that's what Ken is all about. 17 past the hour, 888-55-DRKE. Again, say it again, Doug. Why did I have trouble with your name today? 55-DRKEN. A healthy prostate means less urge to go, less frequency, better flow. There's a healthy prostate product called PT9, Ken. Why should we run that up the flagpole?
Well, you want to make the person that you're squeezing every morning and night happy. If your prostate's not working, you're going to make everybody around you miserable, waking up in the middle of the night. You become groggy, snappy, tired, interrupted sleep. It can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up, because PT9, it's this new prostate formula from the folks at Chamonix. It's a great company, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, this PT9, Doug, it contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all of its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy. So you want to call 800-811-6931, and Doug will give you the numbers again.
All right, 800-811-6931. You don't have to wake up several times a night. The essence of how well you're doing in lots of different areas when it comes to your function, if you have less urge to go, less frequency, better flow, you'll sleep better, right? And that's what a healthy prostate produces, and that's what PT9 produces, a healthy prostate. 800-811-6931, 800-811-6931. Mention Dr. Ken, and you get a half price trial offer, 6-month money back guarantee. That's if you mention Dr. Ken for PT9 at 800-811-6931.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Dr. Ken and Doug, while waiting your calls, 1-888-55-DRKEN. Write this number down. It's toll free from anywhere in America. 1-888-55-DRKEN, DRKEN. 1-888-553-7536. I'll give you answers to all your health care questions, evidence-based answers for yourself, your wife, your spouse, your husband, the grandkids, the parents, anybody you'd like to ask questions from head to toe. I'll share with you decades in medicine. I've seen almost everything at least once. I'll help you get to the next step. Evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. We won't embarrass you. We'll get you on quickly. Toll-free, no paperwork, no bill. 1-888-55-DRKEN.
Help yourself right now as lines are available. We'll be talking about allergies in a matter of moments here. We get started with your calls in just a matter of moments. Good day, weekend. Time is 21 after the hour.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Hour 23 after the hour, you're keeping track of time, keep track of your health and well-being with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-55-DRKEN. That's 888-553-7536. Let's get started with a gentleman named Buddy who's down in Jackson, Tennessee. Buddy, welcome on the air with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I have a problem with nasal congestion. When the trees bloom and the flowers start to grow every spring, I have severe nasal congestion. An acquaintance told me that if I eat pineapple, it would help with the congestion. I ate a can of pineapple, didn't do much good, but maybe I need to eat a can every day for a week.
Maybe you need to eat fresh instead of canned.
He said that people in Hawaii don't have this problem for that obvious reason. Now,
well, but they're not eating that? Canned. Hold on just a second. Buddy, they're not eating canned pineapple in Hawaii. They're eating freshly cut pineapple, not canned pineapple.
True.
And that is a big difference, Ken. Wouldn't there be a big difference between something that's preserved with the things they put in it versus the sweet nectar that would come from actually using the fruit right off the vine?
Well, one of the best treatments for dealing with allergies is allergen avoidance. And in Hawaii, there just may be fewer allergens in the air. That's what I think is going on. But what do I know? Buddy,
we hope you know a lot because that's what we're calling.
Buddy, let me talk to you a little bit about diet tips for allergy treatment and hay fever, because it has been suggested that there are some foods that might help. And before my traditional physician friends listening start to pass out here, there's not a lot of evidence supporting this, but, you know, this is in the category of I don't think it'll hurt. There's no safety issues. So why not? Try it. Maybe it'll work. Let me give you some of the foods that have been suggested over the years that might help with allergies. And, in fact, the pineapple is probably at the top of the list. Lemons and pineapples seem to be the foods that maybe are the most effective at helping at allergies this time of year. But some of the other foods that have been shown to help are onions, garlic, horseradish, and local honey. This is a really important one. Local honey, because the bees know what are the stimulants in the air, and they are working around and will help you get some natural immunity to it. And season it with turmeric. This also may help. And as I say, drink in abundance lemon, orange, and pineapple juice, and it may just work.
Thank you, Doctor. Enjoy your show.
Thanks so much for calling, buddy.
Turmeric is good for that. That's the stuff that you find in Indian food. Curcumin's the same thing.
Sure, cleans out your nasal passages.
Yeah, cleans them out. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken. Bob writes, I have a suggestion that I believe would benefit patients. A computer program Let's see here. Operation, the patient would enter the ailment medication prescribed into the computer program and receive a printout of over-the-counter drugs, vitamins, herbs, foods, and drinks that would be safe and compatible to use. What do you think of that as an idea? This is, I think,
well,
never
you
heard
need...
of an idea like this before, but so much stuff comes from computers. Legitimacy is there.
Well, let me just get in the way here, because there's one missing ingredient, is because you first need to know the right diagnosis. Many of these symptoms are common to various diagnoses, and you can't move to treatment or drugs, even if they're over-the-counter, and you're not going to get the best for your treatment unless you have the right diagnosis. So there's one step missing in this new computer program that you're suggesting, is getting the right diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. All right, so beware. I think that's available now anyway. Is it? Is it available in any country that you know of?
There are some people who have tried to put together these programs, but they work best with somebody who does understand some medicine so they can get the best of all, and sometimes they can be helpful.
In the news this week, there is a new strain, supposedly, of the bird flu, and somebody has shown up with the first case of it in China. The first time it's been found in a human outside eastern China. So apparently this is something that has affected a seven-year-old girl. She's in a Beijing hospital. How we have had these discussions about the Asian flu and flu in general. What do we need to be guarded for, I guess, or against, Ken?
Well, let's not get too scared yet. What you're talking about is this deadly H7N9 bird flu, which has been seen in a few cases in China, eastern China, and there have been some deaths from it, and it looks like it can be pretty deadly. And the news today is that it has spread out of East China. Fortunately, there has been yet to be a human-to-human transmission. The young person out of East China, the parents are very much involved in the industry dealing with chickens and birds, and there was the association. The concern is that this H7N9 virus will learn how to transfer itself from human to human and not from animal to human, as we've only seen so far. The CDC is on top of this. They're very actively studying this. They're trying to figure out how to get a vaccine, and the media is having a field day with this, scaring people. We got calls at the office this week. The key is that just don't panic. It's very rare. Many thousands of people die from the flu that's ordinary, much more than have died yet from this one.
Mm-hmm. A word to the wise, just be, you measure what you read.
The doctors have to be aware of this and report it if they see it.
888-55, Dr. Ken, more calls coming up on Good Day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights?
Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Into our work zone here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on the air. Most listened to radio program dealing with health issues on the weekend around the country and around the world at DougStephan.com or DrKenShow.com. Tune in radio. There are all kinds of various ways that you can find the program and the advice. And we post various interviews and informational segments that could be helpful on their own. You can check those out in the listen box at DougStephan.com. Also posted at Dr. Ken's website as well. So if you'd like to get in here, now's the time to do it, as has been the case with Donna in Yorkville, New York, has a question for Dr. Ken. So let's get back on the air with you, Donna. Hi.
Hi. I have a female friend with CMT, Charcot-Marie Tooth. She was diagnosed maybe about 10 years ago when her toes started getting numb. She doesn't have diabetes, and it seems to be hereditary because her uncle has it really, really bad. He's in braces and all kinds of hardware to try to walk. The last couple years, it seems like it's quickly progressing. It's moved up from her toes to her knees and also from her fingers to her elbows. And I am just calling. I'm just really worried about her. She's very depressed, and I'm just wondering, is there any way to slow it down? And up here in upstate New York, there's like no experts. They really don't know too much about it. And I'm just wondering if you know where she could go to get more help.
Ken? What do we have? We're having to Ken.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Boy, I need more friends just like you. And that was very, very well stated. Charcot-Marie tooth disease, it's a group of hereditary disorders. They damage the nerves in your arms and legs. These are the peripheral nerves. And it's also known as hereditary motor and sensory neuropathy. Just as you point out, Donna, it is inherited. And if you don't have it in your family, it's very unlikely that you're going to have this. And unfortunately, there is no specific treatment for this. The treatments that will hopefully cure this are going to be genetic. They're not yet available in humans. There are drugs that are being tested, again, not yet shown to be available as safe yet in humans. But there are some things that can be done. And you need to find her. I don't know what big this is where you need to go to the big medical center. And you said you're in upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, where are you closest to? Rochester, Syracuse, or Albany?
Syracuse is only 45 minutes away.
And what I would do
Albany's
is I would...
Not too,
I'm sorry?
Albany's not that far.
I would call the neurology department in either Rochester, Syracuse, and Albany and see what the expertise is with this. But physical therapy, occupational therapy, often orthopedic devices can help. And sometimes if there's really some bad problems with the joints, surgery is needed for especially for foot deformities when they get severe. But the future is where this is going to really be helped by, as we were talking about, the drug companies and the university centers that do future genetic research here. But if this was in my family, I'd be calling Rochester Strong Memorial Hospital or Syracuse or Albany and talk to the neurology departments and see what their expertise is.
Okay, doctor. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. And good luck. Nice to hear from you. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Another New York caller, Bob's in Utica. Bob, we'll now entertain your question here on Good Day Weekend.
Yes, thank you. I was wondering, I have usually a female affliction of thyroid and migraines together. And I was wondering if they could be related to one another.
Boy, you know, you don't have to say this is a female. It may be a little more common in women, Bob, but let me tell you, Bob, a lot of guys get thyroid issues also. And you have identified a link that really does exist. And having a thyroid issue can often be a headache in it of itself. But especially low thyroid, hypothyroidism, does associate with migraine headaches. And if you're seeing this, it's real. And probably the best thing you can do is correct the low thyroid. Make sure that your levels, your free T4, your free T3 are right where they need to be. And that's probably the best thing that you can do.
Well, the problem is my thyroid is perfectly healthy. The problem is it's twice as large as it actually should be with nodules on it.
Well, do we know why? Have you been to an endocrinologist?
Yes.
Have they been biopsied?
Yes.
And what do we know?
It's perfectly healthy.
And they have not been able to shrink it?
They're telling me they can't shrink it.
They can't, okay. And then, and chemically, your levels of thyroid are normal?
Yes, they're actually perfect.
Okay, so I don't really consider you having any significant thyroid problem. You have migraine headaches.
I'm having difficulty swallowing, too. It's getting so large now, I'm having difficulty swallowing.
Well, that's another issue, and that's where they may need to go and have some surgery if that's becoming an issue.
Oh, okay.
To shrink. If they can't shrink it chemically, it sounds like it's not able to be suppressed by giving you extra thyroid. Have they tried that?
No.
Well,
no, they're just,
what is
they're
your
watching it with ultrasound.
What is your endocrinologist? Have you complained? Am I the first doctor that you've mentioned difficulty swallowing and call this dysphagia?
Yeah, actually, you are.
I bet. How did I guess that, Bob?
I know. I have been actually truthful with my doctor.
It's okay. It's okay. You know, that's not a felony. Boy, if that was a felony, the prisons in this country would be way over full. So it's okay. I'm glad to help. But let me encourage you. Just believe me, your endocrinologist wants to know about this. So why don't you on Monday, you know, make an appointment and go and have a heart-to-heart with your endocrinologist. Don't be afraid about it because maybe they can even do something with it without going to surgery with some medication. But if it's not sensitive, then you don't want to choke on that delicious steak one night and be rushed off to the... And be rushed off to the hospital and not even make it.
There's some more advice, sir. Thank you. 888-553-7536 as we continue along now to Florida. Joe's in Apopka. Joe, you're the person next on the air that can benefit from Dr. Ken's wisdom and knowledge.
Hello.
Hi.
I've got a platelet count problem, apparently. It's always been low. And I'm wondering what that could possibly... cause down the line.
Well, sure. The platelets are one of the types of blood cells made in the bone marrow, which helps in the clotting of the blood. Fortunately, we have two different independent systems in the body to help us with our clotting. There's the cells made in the bone marrow, the platelets, and then there's a bunch of proteins which are made in the liver, and either one of these processes can help you with your clotting of your blood. Have you had any easy bruising? Have you had any bleeding? Or is it just a lab value that is causing people some concern?
Well, it's just the lab value. I have no other problems. They've sent me off to get a test with because of the liver, seeing if the liver was working.
Right. There are a number of reasons why you can have low platelets. The platelets can be trapped in the spleen. You know, the spleen is a filter. It's in the left upper quadrant of your abdomen, of your belly, and it's about the size of your fist, right below your rib cage. And sometimes, the spleen works to fight infection and filter unwanted materials from the blood. Sometimes it gets enlarged and it starts taking out the good platelets, and that can become a problem. You can have decreased production of platelets, actually a bone marrow issue, and this is where sometimes you'll have to do a bone marrow biopsy to look at this. There are some infections that can reduce it. HIV, I don't want to, raise too much concern here, but there are certain viral infections that can reduce it. Toxic chemicals, chemotherapy, drugs, heavy alcohol consumption is a very common cause of low platelets.
Hmm. Well, the bone marrow thing, what would that entail if I got that done? Because that was the next suggestion.
They want to do a bone marrow biopsy?
He thinks that's the only thing he can find because he can't find anything else.
All right, so I guess you're definitely not pregnant because pregnancy also can do this. There are some reasons why these things break down where we don't even know what the cause is. And there are some autoimmune reasons. There's infections in the blood that can do this. There are kidney problems that can do this. Are you on any medications right now?
Not really. Euloric.
Okay.
Probably the only.
But you're not on any anticonvulsants or anything like that? Okay. All right. It sounds to me like you need to see a hematologist, a blood specialist.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
And if the hematologist says you need a bone marrow biopsy, Joe, it's not going to be your favorite day, but it won't be the worst day of your life. They'll have to numb up. They often go in your hip, in the bone marrow there, and they'll right below your hip, and they'll numb it up. Just get somebody who's experienced. I ask them, how many have you done of these? You don't want to be the first person, and you don't want to be the person that they're trying this out on, because that will be very painful, I guarantee it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome, sir.
Good luck,
thanks,
Joe.
For
let
the
us
call.
Know what happens.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. Richard is asking about an annual physical, Ken. How do you know when you're supposed to get an annual physical? I guess also the question is, how do you get the most out of the annual physical? The conversation is more important than the test, isn't it? I find that with you and me anyway.
Well, I guess I'm becoming a dinosaur, Doug, because I still believe in the ritual of an annual physical.
Mm-hmm.
And, you'll get some of these doctors, most of them are in your end of the world, in the Northeast and the Ivy League. And, I was an Ivy League trained doctor, so I have nothing against the Ivy League. I went to medical school in the Ivy League. But there's a group not too far from you, one of the Ivy League schools, who are very aggressively trying to convince doctors that these aren't necessary. But,
Ivy League school close to me is Harvard.
Well, it's not there. It's
really?
A little further. It's a
Tufts.
Little further down. I don't think Tufts is in the Ivy League.
No, they're not.
But anyway,
Brown is maybe.
Yeah, you're getting close. Yes, and what happens is, they look just at the facts and whether going to the doctor actually causes more havoc than not. But what I think is so important, these are women and men who are not day-to-day taking care of patients. And, you know, I was in the ivory towers for a while myself, but when you're, it's so different when you're on the front line seeing people day-to-day and you're not only a scientist, you're truly a clinician. You have to be both to deliver a good product. And what happens is when you see somebody every year, you develop a personal relationship. And I do more good diagnosis work because of the personal relationships that I develop with my patients. And when you don't come in at least once a year, you lose that contact. And I'm just really in a little bit of mourning for my profession. If we start losing the ability to form those long-term relationships with our patients, because that is truly going to be where medicine will not be any good in America anymore. And this is hard to measure in the laboratory where the Ivy League doctor, the Ivory Tower doctor, works.
Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536, noted cardiologist. And because of that, people like the folks that have imported Cardiol and Vitality Fish Oil come to Dr. Ken and say, will you please tell our story on the air? So, Ken, please tell their story on the air.
Well, high cholesterol, it is a serious condition, Doug. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, Doug, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. We use Cardiol with our patients because we've seen excellent results in as little as 30 days. I like it because it's safe, it's FDA registered, and Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
Cardiol now has a cholesterol test that you can do at home. Gives you your cholesterol numbers, and there are a couple of them available. You can call now, 888-809-6424, for your 30-day free trial. And also ask about the free cholesterol test kit. You ought to buy one. They're only $89.95. The third and sixth caller right now will get a free cholesterol home test kit. 888-809-6424, or online at cardiol.net/Ken.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
A recent survey shows that families are 4 times more likely to eat at home versus dining out. However, consumers often still yearn for the flavors of their local pizzeria. Thanks to a new product, you can get delicious pizzeria-style pizza baked fresh right from your own oven. With new pizzeria from DiGiorno, even the most skeptical frozen pizza consumers will be converted to instant believers. New pizzeria from DiGiorno is the latest breakthrough in frozen pizza, with delicious tastes and textures inspired by the pizzeria experience. Pizzeria from DiGiorno has an entirely new crust that is crispy on the outside, soft
soft and airy on the inside and drizzled with extra virgin olive oil. It's topped with a new flavorful sauce made from vine-ripened tomatoes, garlic, and herbs, then finished off with premium quality meats, cheeses, and vegetables. These delicious pizzas feature only the highest quality ingredients, no artificial flavors, and a preservative-free crust. Ready in just more than 20 minutes, you can choose from four mouth-watering pizzeria-inspired varieties that raise the bar on taste. Now, the farthest you'll have to go for that neighborhood pizzeria experience is your own oven. For more info, visit DiGiorno.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For Dr. Ken, because he's a well-known cardiologist, practices in Florida. If after listening to him, you find that you would like to take a trip down to Orlando and have a consultation, spend a couple of 3 hours with Dr. Ken, it'd be worth your time and money. Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. You reach it at 800-LAKE-CARDIO. 800-LAKE-CARDIO is the number. Our number here is 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken edits and publishes for you a free newsletter, an online newsletter. The Good Day Health newsletter appears every weekend. You can sign up for it by either going to drkenshow.com, and when you log on to his website, there's going to be something that shoots out at you. Do you want to sign up for our newsletter? Just put in your email address. Same thing if you go to DougStephan.com. Click on Dr. Ken's picture in any of the locations, co-host, contributor box, and that'll be the same question that comes up. You're going to sign up for the newsletter. Why should you sign up? Well, here's Ken with a roundup of what's in this weekend's Good Day Health newsletter.
The latest news related to aging is this week's newsletter, and I find people just trying to get a little bit more of me every day. And if you want a little bit more of me, sign up for the newsletter. If you like the show, I promise you, you'll love the newsletter. It's free. Each week we take information we didn't have time to get on the air, information in the journals that your doctors are reading, and it's out of the last few months, and information that's practical. You can quickly add to your lifestyle, live longer, and improve the quality of your health.
888-553-7536. And again, sign up for the newsletter at either of those two websites. We're also on the top of talk on internet radio every weekend, consistently better than anything else that's on internet radio, whether it be sports, the guy who's trying to help you get your garden growing, whatever it is. Ken's very consistent and is happy to be connected to you through any number of ways, including all the great radio stations that carry the program.
We have to thank the listeners for making us number one there.
888 888- 1-800-553-7536. So, fiber, there's good news about fiber when it comes to your field, Ken.
It really is good news. Doug, you walk into a cardiologist's office and you ask people what their biggest fear is. It's not having a heart attack. It's having a stroke. And I love empowering all of you to help lower the risk of the number one disabler in America. That's a stroke. So this is out of the medical journal Stroke just this week, that each 7 grams, that's 1/4 ounce, if you increase that in your total daily fiber intake, it's linked to a 7% decrease in stroke risk. So 1 serving of whole wheat pasta plus 2 servings of fruits or vegetables. This provides about 7 grams of fiber. The greater intake of fiber-rich foods, these are things like whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and nuts. They're important for everyone, and especially for those with stroke risk factors like being overweight, smoking, having high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes.
All right. That fiber that you have in your cereal, that's where you get it. Sometimes in some drinks you can get it. What's the best source of fiber?
Well, do it again. Whole grains, fruits, vegetables, yeah, and nuts.
Nuts.
It's just great ways of getting fiber.
All right. Email from, who do I have an email from? I always like digging around here in the various things, the piles. This is from Brad, who wants to know, the way to find, how do you advise people that come to your clinic that are suffering from things not related to heart disease? How do you decide where to send them in your area for the various specialties? Do you have relationships because you're not in a group? And there are a lot of doctors around the country, I understand the question, that aren't in a group. They practice alone. So how do you decide? Let's say somebody comes to you who may have cancer. How do you figure where to send them?
Well, it's a small world. You know, I've been in practice for a long time. I know the area where I practice. I know the talent. So, and after seeing patients every single day for so many years, these problems come up and you develop a group of people who you really rely on. So I don't have a problem in this area at all with the number of years that I've been practicing. But this is another reason why you need a great primary care doctor, because this is where an experienced, trained primary care doctor can be invaluable.
All right. It's really very important to know what's going on in your body. I am the best example, and I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but I have for most of my adult life, most of my life, period, been very concerned, or conscious, maybe is a better word, of what's going on in my body. Not always do I do the right things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect, but I want to know what's going on inside this very complex machine we have and what needs to be tended to. And I pretty much take all of Dr. Ken's advice. We discuss things. Sometimes I try to convince him to do something else.
And that's the way it should be. It should be a team
conversation, talking to your doctor.
Both talk and listen to each other.
888-553-7536. More from Dr. Ken coming right up here. Good day weekend.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.